All right, my lovely bakers, or should I say, my Boxing Day battlers. You've survived the roast, conquered the sprouts, and now the fridge is groaning with leftovers. But don't you dare think about binning them. We're turning Christmas leftovers into Boxing Day brilliance with Bubble and Squeak that sings and turkey curry that'll make you forget it's made from yesterday's bird. So recipe 21, Bubble and Squeak. This one's as South London as the River Thames itself. Bubble and Squeak was the Monday night tea when I was growing up. Mum would fry it up while Dad helped by eating the crispy bits. So here's what you need. Leftover roast potatoes or mash. Leftover cooked cabbage, sprouts, greens. In fact, anything left over from the Christmas dinner, including the stuffing, will be fine. A knob of butter or a splash of oil. Salt, pepper, and maybe a pinch of nutmeg if you fancy. Step one. Chop the leftovers, veg roughly. Rustic's the name of the game here. Step two, heat a knob of butter in a frying pan until it starts to foam. Step three, toss in potatoes, greens, and everything else that goes with or what you've got left from the dinner. Make one big cake. Pat it down with a spatula. Let it sit. Don't faff about with it. Give it 5 minutes till it crisps up. In step five, flip it like a pancake. Or cut it into two halves if you're nervous. And then do the other side until golden. And then serve with a fried egg on top and a dash of brown sauce. That's my South London heaven right there. So to recipe 22. The Boxing Day turkey. Now, curry's a British Boxing Day tradition. Every household's got their own version. Mine's quick, creamy, and made for sharing while everyone's still getting their slippers. Here's what you need. Leftover cooked turkey, chopped, shredded. One onion, chopped. Two cloves of garlic, minced. A tablespoon of curry powder, mild or Madras. Your call. A teaspoon of turmeric. A tin of chopped tomatoes. 200 ml of coconut milk or single cream. A handful of peas or chopped peppers. Salt, pepper, and a squeeze of lime. So to step one, fry the onions until golden. Add the garlic and the spices until fragrant. Step two, tip in the tin of tomatoes. Let them simmer for 5 minutes, giving them a little bit of a stir. Step three, add the turkey and coconut milk and then gently warm it. Don't boil it or it'll split. And step four, stir through the peas and then salt and pepper to taste. And then onto the rice. Your choice again. Serve with basmati rice or leftover roasties. Or if you're in Wales, then maybe you'll have half and half with a portion of chips. I'm not judging. If you fancy, scatter some fresh coriander and a few sliced chilies for kick. You've noticed how everyone's got strong opinions about Boxing Day food. My uncle swears Bubble and Squeak should only be made with sprouts, no spuds. I told him, that's not Bubble and Squeak, that's punishment. He didn't laugh. But then, he's the same bloke who thinks turkey curry's foreign nonsense, yet eats three helpingfuls. Hey, families. So, maybe we'll leave you with a little bit of a sweet finish. And because I can't really leave you without a pudding, here's a cheeky suggestion. Warm up a leftover mince pie, dollop on a scoop of ice cream, and then drizzle with a bit of brandy cream. That's dessert sorted without even turning on the oven. So, there you have it. Two ways to keep festive cheer rolling. Waste nothing and eat like a champion. Boxing Day's all about comfort, laughter, and maybe a nap after lunch. So join me next time, my lovelies, and we'll be doing desserts. Something sweet. Apple crumble and berry cobbler. So till then, keep your pans hot and your hearts warm. Until next time, keep it sweet, keep it simple, keep on baking. Thanks for listening.